This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
No one said back off of Ukraine. This is dangerous. You're doing something that's untoward. We have concerns. There was a bad phone call on July 25th. There's talk about a drug cocktail or something. No one ever said that to me by phone, by text, by email. I don't remember anybody sounding any alarm bell because, of course, had someone mentioned it, I would have sat up and taken notice.
We have no due process. We can't have anything. And yet, not only did we win today, it's over. And some of the fair press, of which there isn't too much, said this thing is over.
All right, the president is counting on what he calls the fair press, saying this is over, impeachment is over. Gordon Sondland's testimony was the big stuff today in D.C. with this impeachment inquiry. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, and we're kicking this around all over the place. In fact, lots of politics because the Democrats had their own fracas, if you will, in Atlanta. And boy, it got heated at moments. I watched that whole thing from end to end. So the president says the impeachment deal is over. Gordon Sondland says quid pro quo came at the express direction of the president. So that was one of the first things that he said. He said that in talking about Giuliani, that the president's political opponents that came from the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, at the express direction of the president, if that makes any sense, saying that there was the quid pro quo for the Ukraine to announce the investigations into the political opponents of the president. Sondland also offered up investigators' emails and texts showing it wasn't just him and that Rudy Giuliani pushing for the investigations outside government channels, that was happening. Trump's inner circle knew what was going on, too. You heard just there he said everybody was in the loop. He said everybody was in the loop. He said he even raised concerns with the Vice President Mike Pence that the freezing of $400 million in security aid to the Ukraine was linked to the investigations. So Sondland's testimony so far is the most damning, which is ironic because he's a Republican and he said as much, and he donated heavily to the Trump campaign and then became became ambassador to the European Union once Trump was named president. So that gets even more twisted, and the president said he has no idea who he is. So the Republicans were pretty aggressive with Sondland during their questioning, arguing he had no conversations with the press about a quid pro quo, a signal that Sondland's testimony is unlikely to move any House Republicans to reconsider impeachment, but I don't think that's shocking by any stretch of the imagination. And I'll go back to Giuliani again, because Rudy seems to be at the root of so much of this, saying that Mr. Giuliani, that's what Sondland said, also expressed those requests directly to us. Directly to us, directly to the Ukrainians. We all understood that these prerequisites for the White House call and the White House meeting reflected President Trump's desires and requirements. We go back to July 25th and that call with Zelensky, the president of the Ukraine. Who else would be in the loop? All the senior aides and Sondland named them off as if it were the Gang of Five. He said Chief of Staff Mike Mulvaney, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Energy Secretary Rick Perry, also part of that group, briefed ahead of that July phone call to commit to doing investigations. So it seems everybody was in the loop, according to what he's saying. And it was interesting to watch the aftermath of that, because, again, Republicans, of course, would push back on it. Democrats ate it up as if they were getting a double dip, at Baskin-Robbins. Oh, yes, double dip is what I meant. So of the dozen witnesses Democrats have called to testify publicly in the impeachment inquiry, none had as much involvement in the push for the Ukraine to announce an investigation as Sondland. Sondland said he told Pence, this is the other part of it, who so far mostly avoided being publicly implicated in this whole thing, because we haven't heard very much about Pence at all before his September 1st meeting with Zelensky, that he had concerns that the delay in aid had become tied to the issue of the investigations. And I could go on and on and on and on and on as if I'm reading a fairy tale or I'm reading fact. And that's it. The president says it's fake news. And then we look at the other part of this, and Sondland says it's not such fake news. This is exactly what I know. He said an interesting thing, too, because he's the ambassador with a big checkbook and not much experience in this area. He said that he had all these meetings with foreigners. It was great, all these meetings, and he never took notes. But he said he wanted to see what the State Department had, and they wouldn't let him see it. He was trying to go back and say, I'm trying to recall some of what happened, and he really pushed back on that. So, of course, it was easy for the Republicans to undercut his credibility. They honed in on Sondland saying he didn't know for sure that the security aid was conditioned on announcing investigations, as opposed to the quid pro quo that he said was linked to the investigations to the White House meeting, and that Trump, he did say this, the president didn't directly tell him there was a connection between the aid and the meeting and the investigations, which led to the president later saying what he said, that it's over. There is no impeachment. This is done. This is over. He did also say he was never able to get a clear answer for why the security aid was frozen. But he believed that if the Ukraine did something to demonstrate a serious intention to fight corruption, specifically addressing Burisma, which is the company that Hunter Biden was involved with, he served on the board and was getting $100,000 a month to serve on that board, but it was above board, if you will, again, said that there was nothing specific to that. And the 2016 server, then the hold on the military aid would be lifted. So it gets, I guess, more twisted as we move along. But this is most likely going to be the most damaging kind of testimony. But we come back again to numbers, because it's a numbers game. The Democrats line up where they line up. The Republicans line up where they line up. Listen, I've talked in the last 2 weeks to some top Republicans and to some top Democrats. I've said this before. And it's two different game plans, and it's contradictions all over the place, and it's interpretations all over the place, probably much like many of you listening to this show have, depending on your point of view. Let's be honest, let's face it, we all have biases, and we're looking at this in a lot of different ways. But I think it's interesting that he said everybody was in the loop, and then he named everybody. He named everybody who knew, okay, yes, we're prepped for this phone call. Yes, we understand what's supposed to happen. Yes, we understand. Crazy. And we've just scratched the surface. Don't go away. Back in a flash.
All agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Was in the loop. It was no secret. Everyone was informed via email on July 19th, days before the presidential call.
All right, so there you go again. That's the big comment. In the loop. Hashtag in the loop. If someone says you're in the loop, I guess that means you were in the know. And that, I think, was one of the most damning things that Gordon Sondland said during his testimony in this impeachment inquiry. All right, as we continue to move in a couple of different directions here on the show, Kate Delaney is always happy to be the skipper, and I've got my ice cream maker in the background. We do have double dip servings because the other will join me. He is chomping at the bit to get behind the mic, but it was a wild night, really, for the Democrats, too, because you want to talk about a slip of the tongue. I could never, ever, ever trump Biden and what he says when he's on stage. He had a couple of moments in the debate, including when he was asked on about sexual violence and how he would address it. His response drew actually laughter from the crowd. He didn't even realize what he was saying. He argued no man has a right to raise a hand to a woman in anger other than in self-defense. And then he said, and that rarely ever occurs. He said, so we just have to change the culture, period, and keep punching at it and punching it and punching it. Whoops. No, he could have said we could keep working on it. I can think of a lot of ways to describe that, but the punching moment was one of those whoops moments from Joe Biden, and there were a few other moments like that, too, for him. Now, he wasn't the only one that drew some reaction. Tulsi Gabbard became like the villainess, I suppose, on the stage. Let me tell you about one moment that happened with her. They were, a lot of the candidates were at each other's throats during this debate, it seemed like to me, but this one really stood out to me. The Hawaiian congresswoman took a swipe at the Clintons, of course, because that's the main target. That's an easy target. And then there was something that she said that drew response from the California Senator Kamala Harris, who accused Gabbard of spending 4 years on Fox News criticizing Obama. And she said, what we need on this stage is someone who has the ability to win. And so Gabbard said that Harris continued to traffic in lies and smears and innuendos because she can't challenge the substance of the argument that I'm making, the leadership and the change that I'm seeking to bring. Wow. I don't think that they were going out for ice cream after this one or anything. So even Gabbard afterwards on Twitter called Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the queen of the warmongers, embodiment of corruption and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long. She also said about Clinton's in a podcast that she was on that she's a favorite of the Russians, and she talked about a couple of other people that she liked, and that anyone would have been better than Clinton. And of course, she brought up Green Party candidate Jill Stein. Whoa, that's a blast from the past for sure. But I think the stinging words, traffic in lies and smears and innuendos, because she can't challenge the substance of the argument that I'm making. Wow. Catfight. I mean, that was a moment. That was definitely a moment on that stage. And in the end, I guess when you have these debates, and since there is no one debating the president because he's going for re-election, so at this point, when you look at who are the winners and the losers from the debate, I would say Amy Klobuchar, the Minnesota senator. Of course, our mothership is based in Minneapolis. I don't know how popular she is with people outside of, you know, her district, but she's been searching for the moment, I think, where she could jump ahead. And I said to the other, boy, she looks kind of like she's almost like shaking a little bit, like she sort of looks kind of nervous to me. And maybe it's because she knew she was going to spring out. And I guess that was the point. You know, they practice these things, and that's what she did, I think, in this time around. And of course, one of the things she said is she was one of the few people on the stage to take on the South Bend mayor, Pete Buttigieg. And she said, you know, look, my point is the fact that he's, because of his experience, she said, my point is you still don't have a woman. If you think a woman can't beat Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi does it every day, is what she said. And she said her biggest issue was that we haven't had a female president. And then you had Pete Buttigieg, easy to say, and he just rolls. I think he doesn't care what anyone thinks. He's young. He is inexperienced on the bigger stage in Washington, but he is the front runner in Iowa, and he's surging in New Hampshire. I mean, if they're not looking at the polls, the others, then they don't realize that. And he really just toe-to-toe was able to tee things up. And despite his lack of national experience, he definitely knows how to serve it up. And he came across, I think, pretty good in some of what his answers were. Definitely Joe Biden, once again, shaky Joe, shaky, 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 shaky. Even when he gets thrown up these softballs, he seems to just smash them into the dirt. I don't get it. And I think that it's starting to show, like the cracks are kind of showing on him, whatever it is, where he's slipping up and not realizing some of what's happening around him. And there's always that chance that that Uncle Joe's going to go off on a side winder somewhere and end up in a different direction, and that's it. And then Tom Steyer, the billionaire, who really is married to climate change, I mean, that's his deal. So he, you know, Biden somehow decided to pick a fight with him about his involvement in the coal industry, but that kind of fizzled. It didn't really go anywhere. And Steyer has the money. I mean, if he's willing to stick it out and spend it, but he doesn't make a big enough impression, and I don't think he did that on that stage in Atlanta. But isn't it interesting, while you've got the situation in Washington with the impeachment inquiry and the president coming out and saying, hey, it's over, and Gordon Sondland saying that everybody was in the loop, and now it continues. There's more testimony that's going to happen. So all of that has captivated the nation, and that's the conversation. I mean, I say this show is about what's the conversation in your backyard and mine, and of course it's how are we going to pay our taxes, how are we going to feed ourselves, how do we get through this bloody, ridiculous, asinine healthcare situation that we're in. And it's somebody like me, it affects my family, because I don't have health care that is from a company. I'm not getting health care sponsored through a company. And that means you are out there with the wolves looking around at what kind of policy can you afford, what is the coverage actually going to give you in return, and it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare to figure it all out, and it's, I think, one of the biggest things that needs to really be tackled in this nation, more than half of the other nonsense sometimes that gets mentioned. What is the answer to all of that? How do you keep the doctors, the good doctors, in place, and so that they don't take off? How do you keep your same doctor? And, you know, I've said this before, but my doctor said to me, you just stay healthy. You just don't get sick. And that's the thing. You just don't get sick, because then you have to debate, can I afford to go to whatever doctor versus pay XYZ, and it's crazy. And that did come up during the Democratic debate, and of course there's all kinds of suggestions about Medicare for all. We know that with Bernie Sanders, and then variations of that, and then arguments about what will work and what won't work. And these are the same arguments that we've been having with candidates and listening to for decades. Remember, you can always flip me an email, katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up, though, we're going to the gridiron, as it is time for Nail the Score.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are in Atlanta for debates. Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked if he would punish Saudi leaders for the death of Jamal Khashoggi and for other human rights violations.
Yes, and I said it at the time. Khashoggi was, in fact, murdered and dismembered, and I believe in the order of the Crown Prince. And I would make it very clear, we were not going to, in fact, sell more weapons to them. We were going to, in fact, make them pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are.
Andrew Yang was asked, if you win, what would you say in your first call to Vladimir Putin?
Well, first I'd say, I'm sorry I beat your guy. Not sorry.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
You bet. It is fun. We need some fun, right? Life is supposed to be about that. It's not supposed to be so serious. On this show, of course, we like to have fun, as you can tell. And Nail the Score is all about that. So I pick the game of the week, if you've just tuned in, and then you call up. It doesn't matter what you know about football. It's not about that. You pick a team, and you tell me what you think the final score is going to be of that game. And, you know, I looked at what the games were that were coming up this weekend, and the one that just keeps sticking out to me, and I think part of this, too, is because on this day in history, in 1966, Troy Aikman, the quarterback, former quarterback and Hall of Famer for the Dallas Cowboys, he was born and he led the Cowboys to 3 Super Bowl victories. So in honor of Troy Aikman, I am going to go with what probably could be the best game on the board anyway, the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots. They are playing at Gillette Stadium in the afternoon. New England is favored by 6.5 points. It's going to be kind of windy and rainy. Could make a difference. Not sure. These guys have both played in that. And there's a little slip of the tongue by Tom Brady. He said he grew up not liking the Cowboys. He said he didn't like the Cowboys since he came out of the womb. Then he caught himself and explained how great Troy Aikman is and, oh, the history of the Cowboys, and has so much respect for those guys. But his initial comment was he never liked the Dallas Cowboys. And they call that bulletin board fodder. They still have them. You can get them at Walmart, I swear. I've seen bulletin boards everywhere. And they stick up those comments, you know, stick up those quotes and stuff. So I bet you Tom Brady, they're going to be a little bit after Tom Brady, as if they already weren't going to try to go to the quarterback and get Tom Brady and sack him. I think there's a little more incentive there. But the Patriots are favored in this game. They're 9-1. The Dallas Cowboys are 6-4. What say you, America? Who do you think wins this one? And what do you think the final score is going to be? There's two ways you can do this. You can send me your guess by going to Kate Delaney Radio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Actually, surf around on there. It's got some great interviews and media and other things, and you can always link to the show there. But at KateDelaneyRadio.com, if you click on contact, just tell me who you think it's going to be, Cowboys or the Pats, and what is the final score? So what's the final score going to be? Like Patriots 35, Cowboys 10. Cowboys 51, Patriots 45. Can you imagine? Where's the defense? There's no defense in this game. And then the other way, of course, you get to us is by simply picking up your phone or holding your phone that you have in your hand right now, 855, and dialing these numbers, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And tell me what you think. Who do you think is going to win it? I'm going to tell you my guess. It is kind of tough. Not really. I think it's going to be the Patriots at home. Are you kidding me? The Cowboys look like world beaters for 10 minutes, and then the next 10 minutes they look like they can't get out of the parking lot. So I'm going to say it's going to be the Patriots, and I think the final score will be 38-27. By the way, if you want my score, you can steal it from me, because as you can imagine, I'm not eligible for any of the prizes. So there you have it. I'll check the email. KateDelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact. That's how you get through. And we'll also go to the phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hello.
I'm good. What do you think? I know you don't like the Patriots, so are you? But are you going to pick the Patriots, or are you going to pick the Cowboys?
I'm going to go Cowboys.
Cowboys. Okay, what's the score?
27-23.
All right, you own it, Sharon. Thank you. There you go. Remember, if you win, you win fabulous prizes and bragging rights from the show. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or KateDelaneyRadio.com. That way, if you send me an email, as long as it's by the top of the hour, it will count. Nathan Reeder is with us, the technical maestro. And we know that he is a huge football fan, a ginormous. And I'm sure you have an opinion on who's going to win this game. He's like, what? I have no opinions. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even hear who's playing, so nope.
Patriots and the Cowboys.
Oh, how about that? America, huh? I'm just going to go, I'm going to go with the rando numbers here, and let's see how 23-18 makes everybody angry.
23-18.
And we'll give it to the Patriots.
I love it. America. That's true. It's an America's game. America's game. Cowboys and the Patriots. Wow. All right, so Sean checks in, and Sean says he thinks that the Cowboys win it 45-38, which is crazy insane. Although if you look at some of the scores of what the Patriots have been putting up, they did the bagel thing to the Dolphins, 43-0. The Ravens, they lost to 37-20. Most of where they've ended up, though, has kind of been in that 30-something range. You know, not it hasn't been any big giant blowout numbers other than that 43-0. They're 9-1, so they definitely control their fate. There's no question about that. And then when we look at the other side of things, I mentioned this already with the Cowboys. You know, you're really not sure what you're getting on any given day. You look at their losses, and they lost to the Saints. 12-10 was the final score in that one. They lost to the Packers, 34-24. They lost to the Jets, 24-22. And then they had a couple of games where they scored 37 points. They crushed the Eagles. And boy, don't I know it. My wallet was so much lighter because of that game. But 37-10 was the final score there. And then they beat the Giants 37-18. So they can put up some big numbers, but that would be an extraordinarily high numbers. But you never know, right? Because something happens, there's injuries, or somebody just has a big day, the defenses are gassed, and we've seen some of those big numbers. That's why I say, you know, there really isn't any. I think that in our minds, you think that there's some sort of symmetry to it. You know, like, oh, 21-17, 28-24, but that's not what happens. Sometimes it even looks like we're talking about a baseball game because the numbers are so are so low, it looks like a baseball score. And there's injuries that are happening in the game now. You're at week 12, and some major, major injuries make up a big difference. Not so much for this game, because most are healthy here, but in some of the other games, there are some really big injuries that could affect the outcome. And speaking of affecting the outcome, as we're here in the Nail the Score Man Cave Room, how about Myles Garrett? Myles Garrett is appealing what happened with the helmet that he hit the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph with after they won that game. And, you know, if you think about Rudolph's part of it, he read from a paper saying that he should have done a better job maintaining his composure during that late game fight with the Cleveland Browns that so far has resulted in 3 suspensions. And he said, "I have no ill will towards Myles Garrett. Great respect for his ability as a player, and I know that Myles, if he could go back, he would handle the situation differently." And he said, as for my involvement last week, he said this the other day, "There's no acceptable excuse. The bottom line is I should have done a better job keeping my composure in that situation and not fall short of what I believe it means to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, member of the NFL." And, of course, the NFL suspended Garrett. We've talked about this for the rest of the season for ripping the helmet off Rudolph and then clubbing him in the head with it. So then you had, you know, the Steelers center who Pouncey, who jumped in and kicked and punched Garrett after Rudolph was hit and was suspended for 3 games. And I don't know. I mean, will we see Garrett play the game again? And I think we will. It obviously it was a hot reaction to what happened. And then you look at the video. And you actually see in the video, I've looked at it a couple of different times, that you've got Rudolph trying to get Garrett's helmet off by tugging, you know, on it, and he can't. And so what does that mean? Except for that people were talking about his reaction of what had happened, and, you know, that's why he said, "I think I should have done a better job of keeping my composure with this whole thing." All right, I know that I've got a couple of other emails, so this is the only way you can get to us now. Email the show. Who do you think is going to win, the Patriots or the Cowboys? KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on Contact. Mr. Kate Delaney, the clothes.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas. Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From Baskin Robbins, we have the other in the studio with us. So it is a man's world for this segment. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Kate.
What kind of ice cream is your favorite?
No ice cream is my favorite because I'm on Weight Watchers.
I'm on Weight Watchers. You just want to go and meet Oprah because now she's doing a Weight Watcher tour, and supposedly the rumor is everybody gets a loaf of bread.
Everybody gets a free car.
Free car if you lose 50 pounds. You know, it's interesting. You know, this day in history I was looking at, and this day in history I was wondering, you know, you talk about being on diets. You know, George Zimmer, there's a guy who branded himself so well. He's the founder of the Men's Warehouse. Have you ever been to the Men's Warehouse? Do you like their stuff?
Many, many moons ago when I was a teenager.
Was that where you... Where is that where you got your first suit? Do you remember the first suit you got and what that was like going to try on your first suit?
No, I don't remember the first suit I got. It was some monkey suit I got when I was a little kid.
What does that mean? That it was all tight and it was all some vest and...
It was just a little kid's suit, the fake suit.
That's what you call, when you put a child in a suit, they're in a suit, just like a grown man. So if you're a child and you're in a suit, or you're a man, you're in a suit. That's what it is.
What does a child need to be doing in a suit? Absolutely nothing.
Going to weddings, going to church, celebrating, being spiffed up, feeling cool.
Nothing.
Oh, you are one of those problem children, I can tell. I can remember my brother with his first suit. I had to, of course, get in the car and go shopping, and that was so annoying. I think we went to a place called Wanamaker's. It was a big store in Philadelphia, and he was reluctant. He did not want that suit thing either. And my mother, you know the general, she was having none of it. So he was trying on everything, and he was furious. He just had piles and piles of things on the floor, and finally he got one. And I can remember him with this blue shirt, and his hair had the comb over. He had great hair, but it was like he had a comb over as a young child. So, you know, he was in his suit with the comb over. It's crazy. But anyway, George Zimmer was born on this day in 1948. Then how about this? I was looking at other days, you know, other things that happened on this day, not just the birthdays of people, but in 1620, leaders of the Mayflower Expedition framed the Mayflower Compact, designed to bolster unity among the settlers. So they came up with the compact, basically saying, you better sign this and be part of our tribe, because we're in this whole new land and we have no idea what's going on here. So do you want to be with us or not?
Well, the real story was that the women wanted to see themselves in mirrors, so they designed the Mayflower Compact.
Boom. Women, I mean, what would it be like to be a woman in 1620? I went to put this on your bucket list, people, if you're listening, because Paul and I share this. We like history, and I don't know if he went to many as historical places as I did, but I've been to, like, every battlefield. I have been through I don't know how many museums as a kid and even as an adult. And I can remember Jamestown. I love Williamsburg and Jamestown, the first fort. And I just remember I saw those stockades, and I thought, oh, I never would have made it. I'm sure they would have put me in the stockades. I'm just certain of it.
Oh, me too.
You would have been in the stockades for some bad behavior?
No, you would have been in.
You would have been in it. And remember, you know, you go to Williamsburg, and it's like walking in a history book. And we don't have a lot of places like that in the U.S. Where I grew up, we did have some of it, because the cobblestone streets, I've talked about, you know, Independence Hall. But then this beautiful country has amazing things. But, you know, our history isn't that old. It's different, like, when you go to Europe. But what's really cool is when you go to Williamsburg, you know, you're walking around, and you get the candles that are in the windows, and they have the pewter mugs, and they've got the tricorn hats. Did you ever get a tricorn hat?
Never.
Wow. Oh, between my brother and I, we probably had 30 tricorns.
What is wrong with you?
I thought it was cool. Like, it was a colonial days hat thing. Why not? Right? And I also had one of those pipes. I remember I begged my mother to get one of those old pipes. And it was just a sort of like a ceramic-looking pipe. It wasn't ceramic, but it's what they used to smoke out of. And it was this long pipe. I guess I was like ahead of my time. I would have been a vapetress.
You are not right.
You are not. I know I started off the show so wrong, so that set the tone for this whole thing. I'm sure people are like, who is this? Who is this woman? Haven't I heard her someplace before? I have no idea. But she sounds kind of like somebody we've heard before. How about this? In 1907, do you know what liner set a speed record for steamship travel?
Of course I do. It's Cunard.
No, that's the company. What was the actual ship's name?
The Mauritania.
And the Mauritania went 624 nautical miles in a one-day run. What is 624 nautical? You were in the Navy. What does that mean? 624 nautical miles. I don't know. What translate that for us?
It's just miles, except slightly longer.
Really? It's just, is that what they tell you when you go to Navy school? It's just miles, but slightly longer.
that's not what they tell you, but that's what I'm telling you.
But are you making that up, or is that true?
It's my truth, and I'm sticking to it.
Wow. I know a commander in the Navy. I'm going to ask him if that's true or not. And I know he's going to laugh hysterically and tell me that's a bunch of baloney and that you have no idea what you're... That's why you did 4 years, because your measurements were off. You have to have the exact, precise measurements. And, you know, it's interesting in thinking about measurements. Did you learn kilograms and all that stuff? Did you learn all of that?
I'm 47 years old. Of course not.
So you have no idea. You're just lost when it comes to meters or any of those measurements.
A meter is approximately 3 feet. A kilogram is approximately 2.2 pounds. That's all you need to know.
Except for when you go someplace where that's all they deal with and you have no idea what that means. Then it becomes more difficult.
It's not difficult, folks.
All right, I just want to throw this in. When E.T. came, remember when E.T. was out, and then it was popular. Every year, there would be a big summer E.T. thing forever and ever and ever at the theaters, back when you would just go to the theaters. And I know we weren't going to talk about movies tonight, but when I lived in Spain briefly, I saw E.T. It was E.T. E.T. And it was so weird to see Drew Barrymore in those pigtails in Spanish. It just couldn't get through to my head. And then they would take breaks. They had like three intermissions in the middle of the movie. Like, boom, that house lights go up. You're in line for whatever it is you're going to get. And the movie stretched out to like 6 hours. E.T., you're killing me.
They don't make money on a movie in Europe.
Right, well, in America, we don't. You know, there was something else I was going to ask you, because you and I talk about this all the time, and I just had a friend who did this, cut the cord. More and more people are cutting the cord, meaning they're getting off of regular cable. Cable's going to be, and I do think cable's going to be in trouble eventually, because there's so many other streaming systems you could go to, services that cost so much less. So if it's possible, and in your household you can do it, and you can save like $150, or sometimes $200, people are doing this. Do you think that cable's going to be obsolete like in, I don't know, 5, 6, 10 years?
No.
No, really? You think CNN and all the news shows and everything, people are still going to watch?
Yes.
Wow. I disagree. I think this is one area where technology will trump old school. Eventually. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know the years, but I think it'll happen. We'll still have cable, so they can count on us for sure. All right, say goodnight to everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The raven to bring the news. He lost his wings and away he flew.
And I sent the rain. You know the rain. Oh, how it rained. And it rained too long. And in the how it rained. And it rained all day. All day. Rained all night. All night. Rain.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.